Melanie Gould's brother is speaking out about the effort to find his sister earlier this month. Gould was found alive and unharmed June 11th after a 10-day search along the Denali Highway. Since then, Gould's brother has been busy taking care of her, but he has a different take than state troopers do on what happened when she was missing. KTNA's Sue Dio has the story.
If it wasn't for the fact that Melanie Gould was Melanie Gould, seven-time Iditarod musher, her disappearance might have been much more low-key, and there may not have been many questions into her reappearance. However, her 10-day disappearance became a nationwide event, going as far as a feature on Good Morning America. A blonde-haired, blue-eyed Iditarod musher had gone missing in the Alaskan wilderness. A week after she was found alive and unharmed, her stepbrother, Glenn Tupper, talks about the disappearance, wanting to say the story is much more simple than what some people want to make it. Tupper said his sister had no intention of not returning to work the day after Memorial Day. It was supposed to be an early morning drive and a walk to clear her head and return in the afternoon for work.
And when she got out and she was going for a walk, she sort of started to veer off and go to the side a little bit, take a different path than she normally takes. And she really got disoriented and then started realizing that maybe she was out a little farther than she had expected, and was just one out there for a while with that, and then lost touch sort of with her space and her time and where she was at.
When asked about the trooper's statement that she said she knew a search was happening and avoided it, he said it was a misunderstanding.
She, after days, assumed in her heart that her friends and people would report that she was missing and that they'd be looking for her. So she knew, oh gosh, I've been out here for days, I'm sure people are worried about me. So she knew it, but she didn't have like a visual or a sense of, oh, there's people over there.
She has no idea that a Facebook craze occurred in her absence. She is not necessarily a fan of high-tech gadgets, which might explain why she didn't bother to take her cell phone with her on what Tupper said was supposed to be a short journey. He says his sister lived an isolated life, which led to a disconnect.
I will say that it is probably no knowledge that she was living alone in a very isolated place where she was unable to drive to it. It was, you know, like four-wheel accessibility, and that she had been doing that for a number of years. So I think that that period of time is probably also a part of just feeling disconnected with people, and that all can play in and be a factor.
That said, Tupper says she is well and stable.
There is nothing at all to report, and I think as far as her state of mind, she's fine. She's actually well. She's just embarrassed and tired.
Tupper did not want to disclose Gould's location, but said she is with family. Her mushing life and remote cabin life is over, at least for now.
She is already now away and is not in the town of Talkeetna and won't be returning now for some time.
He has tried to use the past week to meet with friends and thank people face-to-face for everything.
Friends of friends, people that didn't even know Melanie, who assisted in the search, who went beyond when the state said, I think it is now exhausted. They continued. And I owe them, our family, all people who love Melanie, including Melanie, owes them an amazing amount of gratitude for carrying on the search after it was called off.
Some of Tupper's statements might bring up more questions than they answer. But he says he wants to ensure his sister's privacy. He didn't delve into the search or how Gould survived 10 days along the Denali Highway or what might be next, and says it's up to his sister to write her next chapter. In Talkeetna, I'm Sue Dio.